escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bobby Marks, 3 weeks ago today, said this to us.
It all depends on Kuminga. It really comes down to he basically controls free agency in Golden State, because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason.
There you have it.
Yep.
If they sign him back this offseason, that's it. That's it. And it's funny because I would bet, this is just me guessing, I bet there are a lot of Warrior fans that really want Jonathan Kuminga to stay, but also would feel very unfulfilled if that was the offseason. That's it.
Right.
What'd you guys do? We brought him back. The guy that you didn't play in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we did. Do you like it?
It's funny you say that because...
What do you think of the cake we made?
Right. You made a cake with whatever was in the fridge, and I mean, you found some flour and some eggs and whatever, but the cake you made is the cake you've already had, and you were hoping for like a triple-decker wedding cake with, you know, frosting and some fruit and whatever, but it's funny you said that, Mark, because honestly, hearing Bobby Marks say that, if that is all you do, bring back Kuminga, and that's your off-season... Like fans, even the fans who love Kuminga would be unsatisfied.
I think so.
Or, I mean, the other thing is, okay, you sign and trade Kuminga and you bring in whatever 15 or 20 million worth of other player, and the people who love Kuminga would also be unsatisfied.
Totally.
So, I mean, what are we talking about here?
I think what you mentioned as the likelihood to me is actually sort of the fallback option. When Dunleavy says, like, look, we know who Jonathan is, and we feel comfortable with what he can do for the organization, to me, they're setting up for the possibility that they do sign and keep, but sign and keep still keeps on the table the possibility of a trade later down the road. And so what they would have to do, if they can't find something that works this offseason, you have to find a deal that both makes you comfortable right now in terms of the money, but also... you think is going to be attractive on the market in trade talks down the road. And then you can sort of like serve both masters if you want, in a way where it's like, okay, we've got him and he's a trade asset. And now we go to work with him and let's see if we can get this to all fit a little bit better. And we'll force that for the beginning of the season. And maybe that'll also allow him to put up some numbers, and numbers are numbers. And then once you put up those numbers, then maybe another team is going to be kind of wooed by him. Or maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work great. And then you don't want to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga. So you do, in theory, buy a little bit of time. But that's my thought. When I hear Mike Dunleavy say, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to be in the mix, and we want to figure this Jonathan thing out fast. What I hear him saying, and it's just my ear and my brain, what I hear him saying is, option number, we need to find out kind of what he thinks he's worth and what we think he's worth. And then we need to dive immediately into, let's find out what the league thinks. Are there any opportunities for us to get better by including Jonathan and a salary in a deal? And if there are, that's option one.
Yep.
If not, then we'll grit our teeth and we'll do this and then figure it out kind of down the road, but work with him. Maybe he blossoms more. Maybe he fits better. Maybe not. And maybe we trade him later. But I think that's option two. Option three is, screw it. He can score, so we're going to keep him long term. And then option four is letting him go for nothing.
Right.
Like, I don't really, that to me, that's just a no. That's not possible.
It's not possible, I think, right now. And this is where, if you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're kind of like shaking your head, because this year you've got one team with money, really real money to spend. And next year, when he won't be a free agent, that's where salary cap wise, it looks like there'll be at least 10 teams with money to spend. So JK kind of got caught where, you know, this is the year where there aren't a lot of teams that can spend, and these teams are still trying to figure out the second apron, and, you know, teams that are above it are trying to get below it. And you look at what Phoenix did, getting rid of KD, and they brought in, you know, Jalen Green, a younger player with a lesser salary and all the rest of it. So for Kuminga, he's kind of caught in the wrong place, wrong time thing. And if you're the Warriors, you're like, okay, sit back and wait. Sit back and wait and see if anybody's going to throw more money at Kuminga
right.
than you want to spend. And I do think that the Warriors have a number in mind where they're probably thinking, I don't even know what the number would be for them, but if I'm the Warriors, I'm thinking if it's, you know, 4 years and $100 million, then, you know, $25 million a year, I got to think about that. But if it's less than that, we can match that, and then we can trade him when we want.
Yeah, it's a fascinating play based on also understanding what the rest of the league is offering for him, because I think there's a strong possibility that if he's not involved in a trade and you're just negotiating with Jonathan, you're negotiating against yourself, which leaves the Warriors almost like you can pay him whatever they want. But then Jonathan doesn't need to say yes to that. And so I could see it getting real, real tricky, but – you know, that's why people are over there doing what they're doing. They're good at it, and that's their job. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, by the way. We got in another little trip to Laughing Monk over the weekend.
You did?
Nailed it again. We went steak this time.
Okay.
And the peach salad.
You went to the Monk?
And an old fashioned.
Look at you.
And it was strong. It was a very, very strong performance, again, by Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale.
Man.
Really, really good.
I got some Laughing Monk FOMO, fear of missing out, because you went without me?
Well, we were going to show in San Jose.
Gotcha.
And so Laughing Monk was in the neighborhood. And so we decided to do it again and order something else. And all of that was good, too.
So you chose your life partner over your radio partner?
I did.
And I'm not mad at that.
I did.
And I love your life partner.
And then we went, she's wonderful.
She's
awesome. And then so was the show. We went and saw, are you familiar with a comedian named Pete Holmes?
No, but you talked about it on Friday. So
Pete Holmes.
Okay.
San Jose Improv on Saturday night.
Funny guy?
He was a very funny guy. Yes. And then the guy that came before him was, you know, funny-ish.
Right.
An opener.
We sure.
You know.
Yeah.
He's like Shohei Ohtani. Well, an opener.
Or like Zach Littell, like right?
Yeah, yeah. Just throw a couple fastballs.
Sure.
Get out of the
just,
way.
Just do your one inning and get off the stage.
Right. All right. We're going to go to the phones. If you're just joining us, this is what Mike Dunleavy said that kind of has us talking. He met the media. The draft is 48 hours away. And this is essentially what he said about Jonathan Kuminga's restricted free agency.
Yeah, so we can start with the finals ending last night. We can start pursuing that right now, leading up into free agency. And I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. You know, I think there'll be good dialogue. And I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. that'd be great. But I also acknowledge with restricted free agency, these things can drag out a little bit and take some time. But you know, I think we feel pretty comfortable with who JK is a player is as a player and what he can do for our organization. And, you know, we'll continue. You know, it's a main priority going into free agency.
I mean, there's so much there. He wants to get it done quickly, but acknowledges it could drag on. He says it's the main priority going into free agency. And then there's actually, the second time I heard that, there's a sentence where I almost went, ooh, what does he mean by that? And maybe nothing, probably nothing, but he says, I think we're comfortable. We know exactly who JK is and what he can do for our organization. Do you? Do you?
Yes.
And if
yes.
you do, if you know who JK is, I'd argue that's not a good thing for JK. I would argue that everybody who loves JK is actually basing that on who he may become, not who he is. Like who he is right now. You decided not even to play.
Well, that's not him. I mean, that was the coach who decided not to play him.
And you know, yes. these decisions are not made by themselves.
Right, and I do think that they know who he is, and right now, who he is does not jibe with who they are. Now, in 3 years, when Steph is gone, and Jimmy's gone, and Draymond's gone, sure, if that's the way that goes, who he is, who he will be then, that becomes a more important piece, I think, for the then, because the then, after Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are gone, you're likely going to be a team that's going to be rebuilding no matter what.
That's fair, but at the same time, see, that's why I think he may be gone this offseason.
Mm.
Because what you keep saying and what I keep hearing from people is the real value of Jonathan, the real importance of Jonathan, comes 3 years from now. And I just don't think that that's where the Warriors' heads are. I don't think they go into this offseason thinking, we're going to use all of our open space on someone who will help us when Steph retires. It's literally the antithesis of everything that they're saying they want to do. It's the opposite. To say, let's use all of the open space we've got this offseason to spend it on someone who won't help us right now. But boy, we'd love to have him in 2028. I just can't see them doing that. It's not who they are fundamentally.
I agree, but the other piece of it is then what are you going to do about it, tough guy?
Yeah, well, that's the question.
Right. So what you're going to do about it is either sign and trade and you take 50 cents on the dollar, or you sign and wait and trade, and then you get 100% on the dollar in February when you trade him at the deadline, or you sign and continue to hope that he can be the player that he has been at times. And, you know, Steve Kerr said to us, you know, we will spend the whole offseason and training camp figuring out how to make it work. And I take him at his word, even though he's a Dodger fan at Oracle Park yesterday, which loved to see him out at the Giants game, which Absolutely. Was kind of fun. But I do think that, you know, they would try to make it work and integrate him and all that. Yes. And I think that you could do that up to a certain point. I don't know if he actually in the next 2 years could integrate and work. But for me, if I'm the Warriors, I'm looking at a way to sign and trade, not until February, though, when you can actually get something.
I mean, I hear you. At the same time, I'm like, who knows what the world's going to look like in February? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of the scary part for me there is if you start planning now for February, I have no idea where we sit in the standings. I have no idea what Jonathan's stats are. I have no idea if Jonathan's healthy. I have no idea about anything. I don't know if that's what I'm going to want to do in February. Who wants to commit right now to something in February? Like, wow, I got no idea what the hell we're doing in February.
Right.
And I think there's power in that. Like, if you've decided that Jonathan Kuminga does not represent maximizing Steph Curry's remaining career, if that's what you've decided, then I would argue you do it now. Do it right now. Because 1,000 things could happen between now and then that lower his value, change your situation. Like, wow. And then you're handing power out to someone else. But right now, he's healthy. He's coming off these playoff games, which were intriguing to people. Again, if that's what the Warriors have decided, then I think there's a whole lot of strength in doing it now.
There's also strength in doing it then, where his value could go up.
It could go up.
Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could play him and he can fit and he can, you know, be a force and all the rest of it. And
you probably wouldn't want to deal him at all.
Well, depends.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on what you could get for him then. And again, if you sign him to a deal worth, let's just say, $23 million a year, right now you only get $11.5 million back in exchange in the offseason, or you sign him to $23 million for, you know, 3 years and whatever, that would be $72 million, and, you know, you get to the deadline, and it's like, yeah, he's playing great, and he isn't really the perfect player for you, and you could trade him then and get something more at that point.
Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man.
You know, it's funny because I've been listening to the talk around the Golden State Warriors in the offseason, what they can and can't do or what they should do. And I honestly believe they really should resign Kuminga because – you got to think about the talk that was going on about this kid, about development and how, you know, he wasn't being played. He was being played. You know, when he was on the floor, he was producing. When they sat him out and they tried to throw him in there on an emergency situation, that didn't work. You know, the kid has been there now four seasons. He's going into his fifth. You know, they've already invested time with this kid. I just don't think it's a good move for them to move off of him. I think they should re-sign him. And I tell you something else. I think the other thing, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I would do, I would definitely go after Brook Lopez. I mean, come on. He's a big, which is what they've been talking about getting and what they need. He's 7 foot. He can shoot the three. You know, he can grab your rebounds, and he can protect the rim. And you're going to get him for the veteran minimum. To me, it's a no-brainer. You bring him in, you re-sign Kuminga, and you have the support of the other guys as well, Butler and Draymond. So that's the way I would approach the offseason. What do you guys think?
Well, Rich, I before you go, I'd love to ask you a question. If they did that, if they came back next year and their two moves were to re-sign Jonathan Kuminga and bring in Brook Lopez, does that represent a great offseason to you?
To me, I'm sorry, repeat the question once more, only whole part of it.
If what they do is exactly what you suggest, they re-sign Kuminga and their big addition is Brook Lopez, does that feel like a good offseason to you that positions the Warriors well?
I believe it does, because you have to consider what they have already. It's not just those two moves. It's the fact that they have a competitive team right now.
Yep.
The fact that they were able to get to the second round means they're competitive. When you add, you know, Brook Lopez, and you already have Butler, and you re-signed Kuminga, in my opinion, it gives you a very large missing piece. Why? Because you didn't have a big who could help you defend and can shoot the three and can grab rebounds, and now you do, and it didn't cost you much to get him. So to me, yeah, that is the right move to make.
Yeah. Rich, thanks. Appreciate it. I also, the premise was that Brook Lopez would take the veteran minimum. I don't, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Brook Lopez is coming off of a year where he just made $23 million.
He's not taking the vet min.
I don't know if he's taking the vet min.
Right. And what did the big Kiwi just sign for? Steven Adams. He signed for $3.39 million, I think. Something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that Brook Lopez is taking the vet min. So, I mean, if you're looking for a big to, you know, take a contract like that, you're probably not going to get Brook Lopez.
Yes, 3 years, $39 million for Steven Adams.
Right.
Those of you who went into the weekend, yes, good job.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people wanted the Warriors to explore Steven Adams. I don't know if y'all heard off the table.
Right. And if you are looking at, you know, the Warriors and making some signings, it is more sensible to me that they sign their own guys. They have bird rights on GP2 and yep. Kevon Looney. And you may not love them as upgrades because they're not upgrades. They're literally the same people that they've had. But for me, it's more likely that that happens as opposed to, oh, Brook Lopez, no, vet min.
I hear you. And even though I was right out in the front of, dude, the Warriors, after Jimmy Butler, were one of the best teams in the NBA. I can also say, if you just bring the band back, that doesn't feel good right now in terms of the Warriors' chances of winning next year. Doesn't feel good.
Right.
That's all.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.